Welcome to another episode of the Last Post Radio Show. You're with Greg T. Ross, and today it's my great honour to introduce Joseph Papworth, Director of Kinta Fitness. Joe, how are you, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Greg, I'm great. Thanks, mate. And I appreciate you having me on Last Post Radio Show for this episode. And a big hello to all your listeners as well.
Yeah, well put. And they're here to have a listen to you, Joe Papworth. Tell us a little bit about Kinta. And I suppose, first of all, it's worth recognising you are a supporter of veterans in many ways, and of course, a supporter of the Last Post magazine, so people understand that. But Kinta's a veteran-owned business. Tell us a little bit about yourself. How did it start, and why did it start, and all that sort of thing for listeners?
I guess, a bit about myself, my background. I spent 10 years in the military, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners can relate to that experience. So I was in the infantry at first at 6RAR in mighty Brisbane. I did 4 years there. And then in 2013, I did selection for the SAS and was successful there, and spent the next 6 years of my career serving out of the SASR in one squadron. And Kinta itself sort of started as I was transitioning out. I would say I was still in the regiment when it first started as a hobby. And I was sort of looking for, honestly, it was a bit of side income, I guess you'd call it, at first. And then during COVID is when it really sort of kicked off into a business. I was working in the Middle East at the time, doing some of that private security contract work in Afghanistan, and was actually back in Perth when all the lockdowns started to happen. So I was pretty lucky to actually be back here. And when the international flights all got cancelled, the only income I had was actually selling gym gear. So it became a bit of a full-time business with myself and my business partner, who was also from the regiment. So since then, we've been trying to build it out, and we've become a pretty, well-recognised national brand across Australia for gym and fitness equipment.
Yeah. And of course, I suppose, you know, you're there in Afghanistan and you're doing your work with the SAS and up there in Brizzy and everything. And I guess this thing about fitness is very important to someone in the military like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. I've always had an interest in fitness since I was a young kid. I think growing up playing sports like tennis, AFL, cross-country running, swimming, tried my hand at cricket, wasn't very good at that. played a little bit of golf, was probably not very good at that one either, but yeah, definitely like had a interest growing up as a kid. Then when I joined the army, especially when you're in the combat corps, fitness is a pretty big part of your life. If it's running, strength sports, and so I've always had, I guess, a background and definitely an interest in it. And now being able to build gym equipment and provide that around the country, it's quite cool as well to be on the other side of the fence. So yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, it's I sort of on a personal level too. During the lockdown, we were allowed to go to the gym, of course, wearing masks, etc., for a period of time there. But fitness becomes very important to one's self-image, and I guess when we talk about fitness and what Kinta is doing too with the veterans and everything else, I guess the attachment of mental health to fitness, Joe, is something that you can't ignore.
No, you're correct there. And I think people are recognizing that now, that fitness is a great tool. If it might be an outlet for some people just to relax for the day and unwind from might be their busy, stressful life. You'll see it a lot in the corporate space as well, allowing people to just do some sort of exercise during the day. There's a lot of studies now as well, proving or showing that fitness, exercise can help, I guess, curb and improve mental health for all individuals.
Yeah, well said. We're talking with Joe Papworth, Director of Kinta Fitness, and it's a veteran-owned business that employs veterans and supports veteran charities and events, which is always great to hear. Now, of course, you're very lucky to be living in Perth, and what an ideal place to be supporting events and sporting events and charities. Joe, tell us a little bit about what Kinta Fitness has been doing in that area and what's coming up.
Yeah, I think a lot of veterans find that transition from their veteran employment into the civilian world can be sometimes quite difficult, daunting. You know, you've come from a career where, you've got that mateship, you've got that structured incredibly well. Going into the civilian world, you lose Those guys you're going to work with every single day, you get mingle with, get along with, you sometimes lose that going to the civilian world. So we try to work hard to employ veterans where we can. We've got just over 40% of our workforce is veterans. They're on full-time jobs, and then we also have a lot of guys just come through who might be looking to get out of the military, and they might just come on for 3, 4 weeks casual work, just helping out in the warehouse before they get into the civilian sector. And so it's a great, if we can grow, it's something we'd like to be able to do for veterans all over the country. If we can expand over to Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, give people that first taste of civilian work within a Kinta warehouse somewhere. And then with the charities we support, each year we'll work with, do some stuff with Soldier On. They've got their, just recently had their march. What do they call it? It's they do a fundraising over the month of March, where
Right.
we join them for a 24-hour walk in the middle of March, just walking laps, raising money for Soldier On. Another initiative we are a part of is on Anzac Day. Trek for Vets do the Midnight to Dawn Service March. So that's a march. They do it all, hold it all around the country. We'll support the Perth branch as they do that. And it's a march for anyone can do it, military people, civilians, and it's just walk from midnight up to the dawn service in their local area. And it's just a good opportunity to sort of walk, mingle, reflect on if it's veterans, their service, or if it's civilians, what veterans might have gone through throughout their military career, and what people have sacrificed to have what we have today. And the money for those ones goes towards Trek for Vets and Swiss 8. We also do in the month of November, we donate a percentage of our profits to the Wandering Warriors Foundation and the Crate Foundation.
Right.
So the Wandering Warriors is their set up for the SAS to support, can be support the families of those killed in action or injured. Also help support education for guys who are transitioning out of defence. And the Crate Foundation is another organisation that helps guys, again, when they're transitioning out to find employment in the outside world, and helps them connect with businesses all around Australia.
And how do you spell that,
And
Joe?
then
The Crate Foundation. How is that spelled?
the Crate Foundation is the and it's us, Krait.
Oh, yes, of course. Yes, of course. And the history of the Crate, obviously, too, very important. The Crate Foundation and Wandering Warriors in November, Trek for Vets on Anzac Day and helping Soldier On. Anything else?
We do another one for Trek for Vets as well, which is on November 11th, Remembrance Day.
Ah.
And that's we head down to the beautiful Scarborough Beach in Western Australia and do 1,000 step ups onto plyometric boxes. And again, that one's for military guys, civilians, anyone can head down. It's just any amount you want to donate to sign up. And that's also actually held all around Australia. So that's another one we'll be involved with, which is, yeah, just another great little initiative.
Yeah, that sounds great too, Joe. And I'll tell you what a good excuse to get down to Scarborough Beach for the Trek for Vets in November, November 11, to help the vets, etc. And what a great thing to do. And so, I mean, obviously a lot of this in Perth, we know the weather's tends to be very favorable to outdoor events. Is you must be attracting a bit of interest there.
Yeah, definitely with the consistent good weather throughout the summer, we'll have events running pretty much almost go from the start of September up until Christmas time. Every single weekend, we'll have strength events. If it's, you have CrossFit, Strongman, the SAS Barracks has their SAS Fittest Human in the World competition. So we'll get down and do that one as well.
Right.
We'll have things from running, general population events, even this weekend, we've got the Perth Beach obstacle course race.
Right.
That's going to be a 2-day event with a 5-kilometer run along Scarborough Beach with a series of obstacles over that distance. And actually at 11:11 a.m. there's a veterans wave in
Right.
weighted vests. So that's another one where actually it's a charitable, all the money raised for that one again goes towards Trek for Vets. So that's why that'll be nice hard. I haven't trained for it yet. I
Well,
probably should have done
actually,
some running in the lead up, so I've only got 3 more, 4 more days until that one's actually on.
Are you qualifying for the world's fittest, Joe?
I don't think anymore I could qualify anywhere close to the world's fittest at all. I did participate a few times in the SAS Fittest Man. Didn't ever win the SAS Fittest Man. There's quite a few fit blokes in there who were a bit had a number on me, but it was always good fun.
Oh, I bet, I bet. So Perth Beach this weekend, the Perth Beach obstacle race at Scarborough this weekend. That sounds absolutely fantastic. So, yeah, look out. And So people buy, do you sell to companies, individuals? You've got some amazing gear there.
Yeah, so we'll sell everything from home gym equipment, could be a resistance band, rubber flooring, all the way up to your commercial gym equipment as well. And that's pin loader machines, all your squat racks, barbells, weight plates, pretty much anything you see when you walk into a gym. We'll retail and wholesale around the country. And we've even starting to get a little bit of international trade at the moment now as well, which is kind of cool for a small business that only started 5 years ago in our garage and now selling internationally around the world.
Oh, well done. Such is the respect that Kinda Fitness has got. Obviously, you've attracted attention worldwide. And obviously, with I know that during COVID, a lot of people took to exercise from home. And I guess this is where things that health equipment that Kinda Fitness sells, it comes in so handy because a lot of people do it from home these days too, don't they?
That's correct. Yeah, we find like obviously COVID, everyone was doing it from home. You know, because everyone I guess had the disposable income at that stage, and it was just flying out the door. But now obviously the market's changed a little bit. Not everyone's doing it from home anymore. But we have found there's now like the biggest market for home gym users is like new families. We find a husband and wife, a newborn kid. They work all day and don't want to spend another 2, 3 hours at the gym away from their family at the beginning or end of the day. So that market's, it's there. We're starting to capture it, which is quite cool. It allows, them to
That's
spend
right.
more time together as well.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember running up and down the stairs at my place during COVID. That was my trip to the gym, running up and down the stairs 27 times or something. And then I felt it was time for a beer. So I think I was probably making it all worthless by having the beer at the end of it all. But anyhow, so Kinda Fitness, people can get in contact with you how?
They can either jump onto Google. We'll be found on there. If they just type in Kinta or Kinta Fitness, we should show up somewhere near the top. We can be contacted by through our direct phone line, like the contact us page on the website. Our team can be contacted through malaga@kintafitness.com.au. Malaga's MALAGA, which is just our suburb where our warehouse is. We do have a showroom as well, which is open 7 days a week. So it's Sunday through Saturday each week. We are closed on Anzac Day. We're out, obviously half our workforce is military, so we're about celebrating, spending some time with our friends and sharing stories. So we will be closed on those days, and then obviously the obligatory Christmas Day and the New Year's period, but mostly open all year round.
Yeah, fantastic, Joe. And so where's the shop in Perth, I imagine?
In Malaga. So if
In Malaga.
anyone's familiar with Perth. We're just in the northern suburbs there, but we do hope to have
Oh,
stores and
yes.
showrooms all across the country in the future.
Yes. Well, are you coming to the rest of the country? And we're happy about that because anything to improve the fitness and I guess at the same time, Joe Papworth, it's all about mental health too, and doing good by one's body does good by one's mind. So we congratulate you on the way that you started this, Joe, and your friends, and went about delivering something that was needed. It's all about timing, I guess, and it certainly was needed and remains needed. Your 10 years in the military has helped you in so many ways, and your service with the vets, of course, Kinder Fitness employs just over 40% of employees are veterans, which is a magnificent effort. So we thank you very much for being, and of course, go to the Kinder Fitness website or go to their shop there in Perth. And thanks very much for being on the Last Post Radio Show, Joe.
Great. Thank you very much for having me on, and thank you to all your listeners. And look forward to having to jump on again another day.
I will have you back, no doubt about it. Keen to get some stories about these events, and I'll just imagine being down at Scarborough Beach again.
I expect to see you there.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Greg.
You're listening to Greg T. Ross and the Last Post Radio Show on Captivate, Apple, and Spotify.